迦牟尼没有说我来救你们。
Second minute did not say that I come to save you.
释迦牟尼要我们每一个人修身养性到清净无为涅槃的地步。
He rather he want us to cultivate ourselves until we go to nirvana.
他相信人人有福性。
He believes that we have the Buddha in us.
他相信自救是可能的。
It's possible to save yourself.
他相信经过继续不断的轮回，清净无为到涅槃的地步。
With all the reincarnation, you can go to nirvana.
这是他的宗教。
This is religion.
这是他的信仰。
This is faith.
但他从来不敢说他明白的真理是上帝的启示。
He would never say that his faith understanding is coming from the revelation of God.
穆罕默德不一样。
Muhammad is different.
穆罕默德说上帝启示他。
Muhammad said that God revealed him.
但是当我们把他领受的启示跟圣经比较的时候
But when they compare what he received as a Bible,
你发现有不同的地方
You find there's a difference.
所以你就需要研究启示论和怎样分辨哪一个启示是
So you have to study Revelation and see how you discern.
那穆罕默德在死以前讲的话是什么话呢
Before Muhammad died, what did he say?
他说请你们不要以为我能救你
Do not think that I can save you.
你们要为我祷告
You must pray for me.
使我可以回到上帝
So that I can go back to God.
你们自己要行善。
But you must do good yourself.
使你们也可以回到上帝。
So that I can go back to God.
我是不能救你们。
I cannot save you.
但是他离开世
界。And he left the world.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So my dear friends.
宗教都是伟大。
Religions are all great.
我们都要尊重宗教。
We must respect religion.
但是今天我对你讲的。
But today what I say to you.
不是宗教的层次。
It's not in the level of religion.
而是救赎的层次。
It's in the level of salvation.
上帝啊。
God loves the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And give them his only begotten son.
一切信他的。
That he who believes in him.
不至灭亡。
Should not perish.
反得永生。
But have eternal life.
这里不是论善恶的问题。
Here you did not discover good or evil.
这里是论生死的问题。
But life and death.
这里不是论行为的问题。
Did not discover conduct.
这里是论到永远的生命的问题。
Discover eternal life.
就讲就不在善恶伦理的宗教层次
So it is not in the religion realm of good and evil
乃是进到永生永死的救赎的层次
But coming to the salvation level of life and death and eternity
感谢上
Praise God
耶稣基督到世界上来的
When Jesus came to the world
圣经说基督耶稣降世
The Bible said Christ Jesus came to the world
为要拯救人罪人
In order to save sinners
所以请你把救赎跟宗教分开来
So salvation and religion must be separated
看所有宗教的伟大
When you see the greatness of all religions
你更看神救赎的旨意是什么
You want to see what the purpose of salvation
你说是不是不信耶稣就下地狱
You say you don't believe in Jesus go to hell
我们不是因为不信耶稣下地狱
It is not because we don't believe in Jesus we go to hell
我们不是因为神不预定我们所以我不得救
It is not because God did not predestine that's why you are not saved
人不得救是因为我们有罪
Let us not say because we are sinners
有罪所以我们要受审判
With the sin we must be judged
所以照着行为或善或恶审判人的上帝
The God who judge you according to your conduct with good or evil
是公义的上帝
He is a righteous God
所以他要照他的公义审判全世界的
So according to righteousness you want to judge the whole world
公义的审判没有办法拯救我们
The judgment of the righteousness cannot save us
因为世人都犯了罪亏欠的上帝的荣耀
Because all in the world have sinned and fall short of the glory of God
所以只有救赎的问题解决人类
So only the question of salvation will save us
是基督耶稣降世
And that's why Christ Jesus came to the world
拯救罪人
To save sinners
感谢上帝
Praise God
在现在上帝用什么办法拯救人
With what way that God want to save us
基督的死
The death of Christ
有四方面的意义
The four aspects in the meaning
你们好好记下来
And want to record it down
基督的死有四方面的意义
The death of Christ has four aspects of meaning
第一方面的意义
The first
是挽回性的牺牲的意义
And also to redeem our wrongs
The sacrifice of propitiation
The sacrifice of propitiation.
所以这个是 propitiative redemption.
这是挽回的这个牺牲，
挽回性的牺牲。
To propitiate.
耶稣基督死为什么？
Why is that Jesus Christ dying?
因为他要止住上帝的愤怒。
Because he want to seize the wrath of God.
我们犯罪不是单单使用自己的自由。
When we sin, it's not that we only use our freedom.
我们犯罪是干犯上帝的圣怒。
But actually, we go against God's wrath.
这是其他的宗教没有很清楚交代的事。
All religion has not said this.
但圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible says.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
Our God is a holy God.
我们的神不愿意我们犯罪。
Our God doesn't want us to sin.
我们的神是向罪发怒的上帝。
And to sin, he has a wrath.
亲爱的朋友，
My dear friend,
你的孩子犯错，你不生气吗？
When your children has gone wrong, do you not get angry?
你的孩子说，我犯错，你不要生气嘛，你脾气不好，我不能你做爸爸。
If the children, when you get angry because they sin, they say, I don't want you to be father because you get angry with me.
你就妥协吗？好，你犯贱，你那就不要紧，我一直笑脸，免得你不叫我做爸爸。你神经病。
Never mind, you drunk or commit adultery, I will not get angry with you, so they call me daddy.
一个严正的父亲。
Because a good father.
他勇敢发怒。
He must get angry rightly.
他有责任管教他的孩子。
Because he has the responsibility to discipline the children.
上帝给我与我的太太有四个孩子。
And God gave me and my wife four children.
当他们到12、13岁的时候。
When they come to the age of 12 or 13,
不必再叫他，一定把自己的功课做得好好才去睡。
We do not have to get any more instructions. They got to finish their homework before they go to bed.
他们的自尊，他的责任感培养起来。
They have the self-respect and the sense of responsibility.
所以等他长大的时候。
So when they get older,
我们都很放心。
We all let go.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我在他小的时候。用易怒教导过他。
Because when they were very young, I used just way to teach them.
我孩子3岁以前
，before they were three，
我100%严格的教训他。
100% I'm very strict，
绝对不乱来。
I will not compromise。
到他6岁的时候
，when they come to six，
我50%的严格
，50% of strictness。
到他12岁的时候
，come to age of 12，
我25%严格
，and 25% I was strict。
到他18岁的时候
，when they're 18，
我完全放松，与他做朋友
，totally。And be friend with them.
这样我虽然一年200多天不在家，我的家我也不惧怕。
Even though for a year more than 200 days I'm not at home, I'm not afraid.
因为我的太太跟我很同心。
Because my wife works together with me.
她很严格的守纪律。管教孩子。
That is strictly to discipline the children.
我们真正爱他们。
When you truly love them.
但是我们真正严格的训练他们。
When you truly are strict in discipline them.
我四个孩子长大了以后。
So after my all four children,
我一个一个交在上帝的手里。
One by one, I commit them into the hand of God.
把它放到世界多远的地方，我都没有管。
No matter how far they go into the world, I'm not worried.
因为我的主的真理已经在他们心。
Because my Lord's truth is in their heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我生气的时候。
When I get angry.
不会怕他不认我做爸爸，我就收回我的怒气。
I will not compromise because they don't want to call me daddy.
但是有时候我太严格的时候。
But sometimes when I'm too strict.
做母亲的时候，他用他的大爱来挽回，使我不发气。
The mother will use the kindness to appreciate my wrath.
耶稣基督的救赎就是这样。
The same thing with Christ's salvation.
耶稣基督用他的死。
Using his death,
来挽回上帝的怒气。
Christ wants to prepare the wrath of God.
这个叫做 propitiative redemption.
那个叫挽回的牺牲。
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
父啊。
Father,
让你的怒气降在我身上。
Let your wrath come upon me.
因为我愿意代替这些罪人死。
Because I want to take the place of the sinner to die.
因为你记得耶稣在十字架上的时候。
So Christ, when he was on the cross,
他讲什么话呢？
What did he say?
父啊
，Father,
赦免他们
，Forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they know not what they do.
从来没有人为别人的罪死的。
No one has died for other sin.
如果有，他是没有资格的。
If there is, he's not even qualified.
这一个要替别人死的人，自己是有罪的人，他怎么有资格为别人死？
Because this one who wants to die for others is a sinful man. How can he die for others?
耶稣基督成了救主。
Jesus became the Savior.
因为他是圣洁无罪的救主。
Because he's a holy and a sinless redeemer.
所以他有绝对的资格站在公义的神。以及犯罪人的中间。
So he's absolutely qualified to stand between the righteous God and the sinful man.
他 担当神的愤怒。
And to take upon himself the wrath of God.
担当律法的咒诅。
To take upon himself the curse of the law.
担当罪人应当受的刑罚。
Take upon himself the punishment of sinners.
这样就止住了上帝的怒气。
And that is stopped the wrath of God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以基督的死。
So the death of Christ.
怎样拯救我呢？
How did he save me?
他用挽回性的牺牲。达到了拯救的目的。
It is a propitiative sacrifice, then he achieved it.
这是第一面的意义。
This is the first meaning.
第二面的意义。
And the second meaning.
耶稣基督的死。
The death of Christ.
十字架上的死。
He died on the cross.
有什么意义呢？
What's the meaning?
是有救赎性的意义。
It's a redemptive meaning.
什么叫做救赎性的意义？
What do you mean redemptive meaning?
付出代价。
They pay a price.
把我们买回来。
So they're being redeemed.
你们都知道什么叫做当铺。
You know that in a pawn shop,
当你没有钱的时候
when you're moneyless,
你把你的 Rolex 拿去当掉
your Rolex you want to pawn it,
那么这个 Rolex 应该是一万块的
this Rolex will worth $10,000
现在我需要用钱
but you need money,
我向当铺借五千块
I go to the pawn shop and get $5,000
那么这个表就放在那边
but then I leave my watch there
就写下两个礼拜你不来拿
and if 2 weeks you doesn't come and redeem it
当铺就有权柄出卖你的表
the pawn shop has the power to sell it
所以你到了一个礼拜以后呢
After one week,
你没有钱
you have no money.
到了十天以后
10 days later,
还没有钱
no money.
到12天以后
12 days,
还没有钱
no money.
13天的时候
13 days,
你见到你的伯父
you see your father-in-law.
伯父说我这、啊、你好不好、啊、
he said how are you
你说不好不好
he said no good I'm no good
你最近需要我帮忙吗
do you need me to help
非常非常、
oh, yes yes
有什么事啊
anything
我有个 Rolex 现在在当铺里
I have a Rolex now in the pawn shop
为什么
Why?
因为我太太病重了嘛。
Because my wife is so ill.
开刀需要4000块。
The operation I need $4,000.
医院费、医药费还需要一些钱。
And the medical fees need some money.
我家里只有3000。
Every $3,000.
我就把 Rolex 当掉5000块了。
So、I pawn $5,000 for my Rolex.
那么现在已经解决了。
Have you solved the problem?
解决是解决 ，Rolex 不见了。
But I've lost my Rolex now.
那怎么办呢？
还得进啊。
除非明天。
Unless tomorrow,
我有5000块还进去。
I $5,000 to pay back.
把 Rolex 拿回来。
Redeem the Rolex.
不然它永远丢了。
You know, forever it is lost.
伯父啊。
My this伯父。
伯父 ，uncle。
My uncle.
你能不能帮助我？
Can you help me?
因为这个 Rolex 啊，是我父亲死以前留给我的。
Because this Rolex given to me by my father before he died.
我知道的。
I know.
你的爸爸跟我是兄弟。
Because your father is my brother.
他们在瑞士旅游，两个我们两个人一同买 Rolex。
When they go to the Switzerland, we bought the Rolex together.
你怎么把它当掉？
Because you bought it.
我太太要死了，怎么办呢？
My wife's about to die.
不可以，不可以的。
No, no, no.
所以他就开了一张支票。
So he wrote a check.
5000块钱。
$5,000.
好。
Take the money.
你有钱才还给我。
When you have money, you pay it to me.
你先把 Rolex 拿回来。
Now you have to redeem the Rolex.
所以你把那五千块钱带到当铺去。
So you use the $5,000.
啊，那个当铺很高兴。
The person is so happy.
你的 Rolex 可以卖8000呢。
Because actually you can sell $8,000 to the Rolex.
最好你不来拿。
Because you don't come and redeem.
他就白白赚3000了。
Then you make $3,000.
所以他算了13天。
13 days now.
没有来了。明天我就可以卖了。
Next day I can sell it.
想不到13天半你跑出来了。
13 days and a half
you came. 你把这张单交给他。
You give him that money.
我的 Rolex 在这里。
Where's my Rolex?
我借5000块。
I borrow $5,000.
这是我的支票5000块给你。
Yes, I'll give you the $5,000.
请把 Rolex 拿给我。
Return Rolex to me.
那个好好好好。
And that man will say good.
他没有办法。
No way.
不得不把 Rolex 交给你。
But I have to give you back your Rolex.
他不能赚你的钱。
He cannot make money from you.
他不能扣留你的东西。
He cannot retain your watch.
因为你输。回来了
Because you redeem it.
这是基督教救赎的第二个意义
The second meaning of redemption.
耶稣基督的死是什么意思
The death of Jesus Christ.
把我们从神的愤怒从永远的审判中间把它救出来
So they were saved from a wrath from the eternal curse
那么我们在没有受审判以前在谁手里呢
So before we are being judged whose hand are we in
我们在魔鬼手里
We are in the hand of Satan
所以耶稣把我们从魔鬼手里救出来的时候
For the hand of Satan Jesus has saved us
他付了代价
And he paid the price
所以保罗说
Paul said
你们是重价买来的 所以要给你们身子上荣耀上帝。
You are redeemed with a great price. That's why upon you yourself, you must glorify God.
你们不可以用你的身体在做犯罪的工具。
You cannot use your body as a tool of the sins.
因为你是重价买回来。
Because you are redeemed with a great price.
你说主啊
，Lord,
这个重价是什么呢
？What is that great price?
圣经说。
The Bible says,
你们的救赎
your redemption,
不是用金
not using gold,
不是用银
or silver,
不是用宝石
or precious stone,
而是用上帝的儿子无瑕无疵的宝血把你们买回来
by using the sinless blood of Christ Jesus.
所以你把这 Rolex 赎回来的时候
so when they redeem the Rolex,
你把代价付出去
and you pay the price,
在耶稣把我们的灵魂赎回来的时候
and when Jesus redeemed our soul,
他用什么代价呢
what price did he pay?
流血的代价
he shed the blood.
所以十字架上的死
so the death on the cross
是 redemptive sacrifice
是救赎性的牺牲
救赎性的牺牲
redemptive sacrifice
基督用宝血的代价
Christ used the price of precious blood
啊，我们从魔鬼手中救出来
and save us from the hand of Satan
那你说的耶稣这个救赎的代价是交给谁的
so this price of Christ is to whom that is given
是不是交给魔鬼
is given to Satan
我们就从魔鬼手中出来的
then we are redeemed from him
不是的
no
救赎的代价是交给上帝
the price paid to God
你说这个我就乱了
I'm confused now
当铺拿了钱才放东西
the pawn has got the money then I return my role
魔鬼拿不到价为什么要放东西呢
and Satan doesn't take anything
是上帝
this is God
因为魔鬼捆绑你原是不合法的
because it's easier for Satan to buy you in the first place
为什么这样说呢
why that we say so
因为你犯罪的时候不是得罪魔鬼
because when you sin you're not sinning against Satan
你犯罪的时候是得罪上帝
you're sinning against God
那么你说我得罪上帝为什么魔鬼把我抓去
so when I sin against God why is that the devil catch me
因为他要常常把自己当作上帝一样
because he want to deem himself as God
所以他就趁机会把犯法的人都抓起来。
So he took the opportunity for those of sinners under him.
神暂时许可他。
God temporarily allowed him to do so.
所以他不是非法的业主。
But he is an illegal proprietor.
所以神等耶稣基督再来的时候。
So when Christ Jesus returns,
止住他的权柄。
So his power will be seized.
结束他的非法。
And also to end his illegal.
好，我们从撒旦手里抢救出来。
So now we have been saved from the hand of Satan.
为什么把价还给上帝
Then why is the price given to God?
因为我们亏欠上帝的荣耀
Because we fall short of the glory of God
我们不是亏欠撒旦
We are not falling short of Satan
我们是亏欠上帝
Falling short of God
是基督把这个债归给上帝
So this debt is given back to God
把我们救赎出来
So we are redeemed
这是十字架耶稣的死的第二个意义
That's the second meaning of the Christ's death on the cross
第三个意义是
The third
耶稣的死
The death of Christ,
不但是挽回性的
not only propitiative,
不但是救赎性的
not only redemptive,
是代替性的牺牲
also substitutional
This is substitutive redemption and sacrifice
It's a substitutive redemption and sacrifice
这样耶稣基督代替我
So when Christ substitute my place
什么叫做耶稣基督代替我呢
What do you mean he substitute my place
我犯罪
I sin
我应该死
I must die
你犯罪
You sin
你应该死
You must die
我欠债
I am dead.
我进监牢。
I go to
imprison. 你现在
when in debt,
你进监牢。
You must be in prison.
但是你没有死，因为我替你死。
But you did not die because I substituted in the place.
你说这个怎么可能呢
？How is it possible?
这就是基督教救赎的这个恩典一个很奥妙的地方。
It's the profundity of the saving grace of God.
我已经六十多岁。
I'm 60 plus.
这我看李牧师在吉隆坡有很重要的这份要做。
So I see that Dr. Lee has a very important position in Kuala Lumpur.
我看到很好。
I see it's good.
因为他中文很好。
He's good in Chinese.
他的诗才很好。
He's good in writing.
英文很好。
Good in English.
又是哲学博士。
And also PhD in philosophy.
又研究神学。
And study theology.
又研究社会学。
And study sociology.
所以很难得的一个人才。
And very few these are talents.
有一天他在路上走的时候。
One day when he was walking on the street.
他不注意一直走一直走
He walk and walk
原来远远的地方有一个人瞄准他就要把他杀死
Somebody wanted to murder him
他不知道
He didn't know
所以我也不敢喊
I did not cry out
我也不知道要怎么做
I don't know what to do
后来那个人真的瞄准了一下
So where the man aim
BOOM
And shoot it
就真的开枪了
And shoot it
怎么办
What to do now
这个人才要死
He's a talent
所以当这个枪弹快要到他那里去
So when the bullet comes
我不能帮助他
I cannot help you
最好的办法
The only way
我快快跑过去
I run
用我的身体挡住那个子弹
And block him
所以结果呢那个子弹没有射到他射到我这里我就死了
So that bullet did not hit me but hit him
我一死的时候
When I die
就倒下去
I fell
他才发现 这个方向它的位置跟方向就是子弹来的方向。
This position that it comes right for our to the bullet。
他觉悟了。
He realized。
唐崇荣替我死了。
Stephen Tong died for me。
那我就不必死了。
So I don't have to die。
你明白这个意思
？Understand now。
应当是你受审判。
You must be judged。
应当是我受审判。
I must be judged。
因为我们虽然有生命的价值，我们自己用罪恶毁灭了我们自己的前途。
Because even though with the value of life, we use our freedom to destroy it.
所以耶稣基督为我死
，Christ died for me，
就是这个意思。
That's the meaning.
为什么耶稣一个人可以为这么多人死呢
？Why is that Christ Jesus single person can die for many？
希伯来书第七章第十六告，
十六节告诉。Seven verse sixteen says，
他有无穷之生命的大能。
He has an infinite power of life.
Infinity power。无穷生命的大能
infinite power life
这什么意思
what do you mean
这个耶稣基督是神道成肉身成为人
Jesus Christ is God by incarnated to be a man
所以一个人不能代替另外一个人
a man cannot take the place of another
有罪的人不能代替有罪的人
a sinner cannot take the place of a sinner
耶稣基督是神
Christ is God
是无限的神
the infinite God
是永恒的神
eternal God
是道成了肉身
It is the truth that become flesh
住在我们的中间
Dwelling in our midst
充充满满有恩典有真理
Abundantly with grace and truth
所以他有无穷生命的大能
So with infinite power of life
为我们受死
And he died for us
把他的生命代替我
So his life take our place
这是第三
This is third
第四样的意义
And the fourth meaning
耶稣基督的死的意义是什么呢
The death of Christ
我们先温习前面三样好不好
I will now review the three
第一样是什么
First
挽回性
Propitiative sacrifice
The season 第二样是什么
Second
救赎性 The season
Redemptive sacrifice
第三样是什么
The third
代替性 The season
Substitutional
第四样是什么呢
？The fourth，
复合性的牺牲
，reconciliatory death，
这是一个复合性的牺牲。
This is a reconciliatory death，
这样我们与神之间可以恢复和好。
So that we can be reconciled with God，
感谢上帝
，Praise God。
The reconciliation between man and God is made possible。Only through Jesus' sacrifice.
人与神之间的复合乃是透过耶稣的牺牲才是可能的。
耶稣基督死的时候
，When Christ died，
他为我们代求。
He prayed for us.
耶稣基督死的时候
，When he died，
使我们与神之间的仇恨得到解决。
So that enmity between us and God has been solved.
我们回到上帝面前。
So we come back to God.
与神和好。
We are reconciled with God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我们不需要再做神的仇敌。
We do not need to be enemy with God anymore.
我们从前是上帝的仇敌。
In the past, we were enemy of God.
你说没有。
No, you say.
你说我从来没有做上帝的仇敌。
I've never been enemy with God.
我一向对所有的宗教一视同仁。
To all religion, I do that as the same.
我的钱也寄到庙里面。
I send my money to the temple.
我的钱寄到礼拜堂里面。
To the church.
我的钱也帮助清真寺。
And help also the mosque.
我的帮助民间信仰。
Help the folk religion.
我什么宗教都一视同仁。
I did all religion as the same.
我从来没有做上帝的仇敌。
I never been enemy with God.
那是你自己讲的。
That's what you say yourself.
你以为你有一些。借了钱，你就可以讨好上帝。
You thought that with some money you can please God.
但圣经的看法不是。
But the Bible's view is different.
上帝是真理。
God is truth.
你所思想违背真理，你就是上帝的仇敌。
When what you thought go against the truth, you are sinning against God.
上帝有圣洁的爱跟圣洁的恨。
God has a holy love and holy hatred.
你有肮脏的爱跟肮脏的恨，你就是上帝的。
But you have a filthy love and filthy hatred. That's going against God.
上帝要把他的旨意遵行出来。
God's will must be done.
你抵挡上帝的旨意就是上帝。
But you go against God's will, that's enemy of God.
你说我没有抵挡上帝。
I didn't go against God.
但我们的思想是上帝真理的仇敌。
But our thinking is an enemy of God's truth.
我们的感情是上帝圣爱的仇敌。
Our emotion is also the enemy of God's holy love.
我们的意志所决定的是上帝永恒旨意的仇敌。
Our volition is also the enemy of God's eternal will.
我们知道好的事情，我们不去做。
Thing that's good we know but we never do it.
这就是神的仇敌。
And that's enemy of God.
上帝所爱的我们恨他。
What the God's love we hate.
上帝所恨的我们爱他。
What the God hates we love.
这就是上帝的仇敌。
And that's enemy of God.
你说我没有做上帝的仇敌。
You said I was not enemy of God.
你没有 动机性做上帝的首领。
Not motivationally you become enemy of God。
但你整个犯罪的地位使你成为上帝的首领。
Your position as sinner to make you enemy of God。
今天如果我面向光的时候
，Today if I were to face light today，
我的影子在哪里啊
？Where's my shadow？
你们回答。如果我面向光走的时候
，I would face the light walk。
我的影子在哪里
？Where's my shadow？
应该在后面，对不对
？Where's behind my back？
但是911事件以后
，But after 911 incident，
你看见全人类看见人类的影子是在前面。
You see that the whole world see that the shadow of mankind is in front。
我们有恐怖分子的影子。
We have the shadow of the terrorists。
我们有飞机不安全的影子。
We have the insecurity of the world。
我们有 anthrax 的影子。
We have the anthrax shadow。
我们有生化武器的影子。
We have the biological chemical weapons shadow。
我们草木皆兵。
We treat everything as enemies。
无论巴黎铁塔。
Whether it's the Paris Tower。
无论金门大桥。
Whether it's a Golden Gate。
无论各地的高楼。
Whether all the towering buildings。
我们都不知道怎么样去控制它。
We don't know how to take care of them。
人类看前面的时候
，When men look forward，
看见黑影
，They see a shadow。
我们看前途的时候
，When look at the future，
看见悲观可怕的未来
，We see only but the pessimism and doom。
当你看见你的影子在前面的时候
，When see a shadow before you，
表示光在你的后面。
When the light is at the back，
为什么当911事件爆炸的时候
，Why is that when the 911 incident happened？
以下的一两个礼拜，美国礼拜堂充满人了。
For that foreign two weeks, the churches in America were filled.
因为他们离开上帝太久。
Because they have left God for too long.
当上帝许可灾难发生的时候
，When God allowed woe to come upon them,
使获救的人想起他怎么远离上帝。
Those who are living will know that how far away they are distant from God.
20th century is 伟大的世纪。
The 20th century is a great century.
20th century is 非常愚笨的世纪。
This is a century of fools.
20th century is 人类自己毁灭自己的世纪。
It's a century where my man destruct their own town.
20th century产生了两次的世界大战。
20th century produced two wars.
第一次世界大战死的人差在700,000+。
The first world war about 7 or 8 million people were killed.
第二次世界大战死的人差不多7,000,000。
But then for the second world war, 17 million people were killed.
传统的统计是3,000,000。
Traditional statistics say that 30 million.
但是 Gorbachev 承认在苏联有另外3,000,000人死，没有记载。
And Gorbachev also acknowledged about 35 million were killed in Russia, but that was not recorded.
当我在苏联讲到的时候
，When I was preaching in Russia,
在苏联百俄的有一个人对我说
，And in Moscow, someone told me
在这里有许多人趁着德国来了，跟德国联合起来打共产主义。
A lot of people united with Germany and fought against communism.
所以呢，这个是倒过自己枪杀自己的人。
So at this time, when they killed themselves,
这些树木变成一个很羞耻的树木。
It becomes a very shameful figure.
所以共产主义就把它遮盖起来。
So the communism covered it.
20th century是一个很可怕的世纪。
20th century is a very terrifying century.
1962年的时候
，1962，
中国跟苏联闹翻。
In China, when they were a friend with the Russian,
北京中央广播电台
，Beijing the Central Broadcasting Company
宣布，苏联自从设立了共产党，有2700多万人死于非命。
And now, after the establishment of communism in Russia, about 27 million people were killed in Russia.
不久，莫斯科电台就反驳。
And later, this Moscow also rebutted.
自从中国成立共产党，有死在中国。共产党手下有3500万人。
Even that 35 million people were killed in China when they established communism.
到1966到1976的时候
，From 1966 to 1976,
文化大革命又再死了3000多万。
In the Cultural Revolution, about 30 million were killed again.
人聪明吗
？Are men intelligent?
人伟大吗
？Are men great?
人的科技进步吗
？The scientific technology are we advanced?
人用自己的文明消灭自己的人。
Men use their own civilization to kill themselves.
人用自己的野心消灭异己的分子。
Use their own ambition to kill those who are those who disagree with them.
20th century是一个空洞的世纪。
20th century is just an emptiness.
我们发明了最大的飞机。
We make the biggest airplane.
我们却不知道装什么人在里面。
But we don't know what kind of people want to contain.
我们发明了录音机。
We have the tape recorder.
录了一大堆渣渣的声音在里面。
But a lot of noise are being recorded.
我们发明了电脑。
We have the computer.
我们发明了网络。
We have the internet.
里面许多垃圾堆在里面。
Many of the rubbish inside.
二十世纪是有用具而没有内容的一个世
界。20th century has a container without content.
二十世纪是乐观却不知道未来要到哪里。
It is an optimistic, but we're not knowing where to go.
当我们二十世纪结束的那一个晚上。
And the night when the 20th century ended,
全世界大大庆祝。
The whole world celebrated.
好像前面伟大的日子来到了。
As if the great day will come in the future.
刚刚不到一两年的时间。
But only one or two days later.
恐怖分子成为二十一世纪的序幕。
And terrorists become the first plague we have in the 21st century.
人要到哪里去？
Where will men go?
今天晚上我奉主的名对你说。
Now, in the name of God, I want to tell you.
历史上没有一个人。
In the history, there's no single man.
像耶稣基督。
Like Jesus.
从来没有一个人
no man
对人性做了这么大的牺牲
yes makes a sacrifice for human nature
成了真正拯救的源头
become the source of true saving
耶稣被钉十字架的时候
when Christ was near the cross
我不会叫你同情他
I want to ask you to sympathize with him
当我读一个看一个英国人所写的音乐的时候
when I study music by a British
John Steiner
John Steinway
他写耶稣钉十字架 crucifixion
his crucifixion he wrote
里面充满了你知道吗你看见了吗他这样凄惨的死
do you know do you see so pitifully die
我绝对不同意他的神学
I will not agree with his God
因基督不需要你的同情
because Christ did not your sympathy
当耶稣背着十字架面对哥哥他的时候
when he took the cross and faced Golgotha
有妇女们出来为他哭
the woman who came and cried for him
耶稣基督对他们说
Jesus said
你们不要为我哭
do not cry for me
要为你们自己同你们儿女哭
cry for yourself and also your children
因为需要同情的不是基督
Because what he who needs sympathy is not Jesus.
需要可怜的是我们自己。
But we ourselves need sympathy.
耶稣在十字架上的时候。
Why when he was on the cross?
他不需要人同情。
He did not ask to sympathize.
一个拿出海绵沾满了醋放在他口里的时候。
A soldier who takes the vinegar with a sponge put on the lips.
耶稣赏了。
He said, "Taste it."
耶稣不喝。
He did not drink.
他刚刚说渴了。
He just said, "I'm thirsty."
我渴了。
I'm thirsty.
人家把这个海绵沾了醋给他，为什么？他不喝。请你注意，一个人把海绵沾了醋给他喝，是对他最大的同情。
When the high soap is soaked with this vinegar, it's a sympathy act.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他太痛苦了。
He suffered.
那个时候只有醋可以使他麻醉自己。
Only the vinegar can numb him.
那耶稣为什么要试一试呢
？Why should he taste a little bit？
因为耶稣绝对尊重每一个人对他的好意。
Because he wants to respect goodness from people.
耶稣为什么不接受呢
？Why should he not accept？
因为他要真正最痛苦的中间担当你的罪，我的罪而死。
Because he's in true suffering, he wants to take away your sin and my sin.
他不需要同情。
He did not sympathy.
真正需要可怜的不是他，是你我。
It is not he who needs sympathy, but you and I.
耶稣钉在十字架上。
When Christ was nailed to the cross.
不是他的痛苦来感动我们。
It is not his suffering that moves us.
所以我绝对不从那个角度来求你同情耶稣。
Absolutely, I'm not asking to sympathize him.
我要告诉你。
I want to tell you.
耶稣钉在十字架上的时候。
When he was nailed to the cross.
他是以什么身份钉上去的才是真正重要。
And with what position he was being nailed is important.
我要用七方面。来思想这个话题。
From several aspects, when you think about this,
耶稣是以神儿子的身份被钉在十字架。
In the position of God's son, he was nailed to the cross.
所以他不是一个有罪的人应当死。
He's not a sinner that worthy of death.
他是神的儿子，道成肉身，故意来死。
The Son of God, the Word become flesh and died purposefully.
为什么耶稣要成为肉身的？
Why then he come with flesh?
因为没有肉身。就没有死的可能
because without the flesh there's no possibility to die
耶稣是神不是人
he's God not man
神是不能死的
man cannot die what can die
愿意成为有肉身的人使他可以死
but he take upon himself flesh so they can die for us
他是用这样的身份钉在十字架上
with this kind of factor he was near the cross
第二样
the second
耶稣是以善者的身份钉十字架
it is as a good man he was near the cross
从来没有犯罪
He has never seen.
所以他执行良善。
So when he executed goodness,
周游四方行善。
He goes to all places to do good things.
没有人比他更良善。
No one is better and good in goodness.
真 正良善的背后的动力是什么呢？
And what's the motivation force after his goodness? Beyond his goodness.
他是神。
Because he's God.
当那个少年人问他说，
When would the young man ask him?
良善的夫子。
Good master.
耶稣回答说，
And Jesus said,
你为什么称呼我是良善？
You call me good master.
良善的只有一位，就是上帝。
Only one who is good is God.
耶和华见证人乱解圣经。
Jehovah Witnesses misinterpreted this.
他们说耶稣自己不承认他是良善。
You say Jesus Christ did not acknowledge good?
是吗？
He said so?
绝对不是。
No.
耶稣要对这个少年人讲的话，
To this young man, what do you want to say?
就是说为什么你称呼我良善？
Why is that you call me as good?
只有上帝是良善。
Only God is good.
难道你已经知道我就是神到人间吗？
You say that you know that I'm God that come to abandon you?
如果你知道，
If you know,
为什么你称呼我父子，不是称呼我主啊？
Why is that you call me the son of man, not Lord?
如果你不知道，
If you do not know,
为什么你称呼我是良善？
Why is that call me as good?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear friends,
如果这个人需要永生，
If this man needs eternal life,
不是到夫子的面前，
If he's not coming to a master,
他应当到主的面前来。
Maybe he must come to the Lord.
他称耶稣是良善，
He's calling Jesus Christ good.
人间连一个善的人都没有，
There's no single good man in the world.
所以耶稣是人。
So Jesus is man.
感谢上
帝。 But it's God.
基督在十字架上，
Christ on the cross.
以神的身份被定，
Standing at the position of God, he was nailed on the cross.
人的身体而死，
And using man's body to die.
道成肉身被定，
And the word becoming flesh to die.
基督被定在十字架上，
When he was nailed on the cross.
以至善者的身份被定，
It is as a good one he was nailed on the cross.
第三样，
The third.
耶稣用什么身份被定在十字架上？
What position he was nailed on the cross.
他说绝对的义者的身份被定，
Absolute righteous one he was nailed on the cross.
什么叫做义呢？
What do you mean righteous?
义就是正直，
Like just.
义就是真理，
And the truth.
义就是公正，
Mean the justice.
义就是向罪永远不妥协，
And never compromise with sin.
基督以这样的身份被钉在十字架，
With this position Christ was nailed on the cross.
耶稣在世上的时候，
When he was on the earth,
他接受了最大的罪人，
He also received the biggest sinners.
他拒绝了最小的罪恶，
And he rejected the smallest sin.
耶稣在世界上的时候，
When he was on the earth,
他没有讨好权贵，
He did not please the rich one.
没有妥协财主。
A compromise with the powerful one.
他没有轻看穷人。
He did not despise the poor.
他没有拒绝乞丐。
He did not reject the beggar.
所有到他面前来的，
He who comes to him,
他都同样接待他们。
He will receive them.
反到我面前来的，
He who comes to me,
连一个也不撇下。
Not even one I will reject.
一个也不拒绝。
Not even one I reject.
他是以义者的身份被挂在木头上。
Then the person of righteous one, he was nailed on the cross.
第四样。
The fourth.
耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，
When he was nailed on the cross,
他是以圣者的身份被钉上。
As the holy one, he was nailed on the cross.
他是绝对没有犯罪的救主。
Absolutely, he's the savior without sin.
没有犯罪的，为什么一定要死的？
The one who has no sin, how can he die?
这就是基督教的奥秘。
This is the profundity of Christianity.
罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
耶稣无罪而死。
But Jesus Jesus Christ without sin.
表示他的死不是因为他的罪。
We said he died not because of sin.
他的死是为了你，为了我的罪死。
He died for your sin and my sin.
他怎么可以代替我呢？
How can he take my place?
因为他是圣洁的。
Because he's a holy one.
所以他以圣者的身份被挂在木头上。
Then the position of a holy one, he was near the cross.
第五样。
The fifth.
耶稣基督是以绝对的爱者的身份定
死。With a loved one, he died.
十字架是爱的真空唯一的地带。
And that is the only vacuum place whereby the love is in the cross.
当我们的罪归向耶稣基督身上的时候，
Because at the time when our sins come to Jesus,
我们的爱不能到他的面前，
Our love cannot come to him.
当我们的罪被他担当的时候，
When he take away our sins,
神的爱也不能流到他的面前，
God's love cannot come to him.
所以他是唯一在真正的爱的真空地带为我们死的一位主。
Truly in the place of the vacuum of love, he died for us there.
十字架就变成最大的爱的源头。
The cross becomes the source of a great love.
他接受完全虚无。
He received emptiness.
He received no love at all.
他没有接受任何爱。
He himself became the true source of true love.
他就成为真正爱的真正源头。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
在基督的影响之下，
I'm the influence of Christ.
基督的救赎之下，
In the salvation of Christ,
你可以重新得回爱神爱人 的生命。
You can regain the life, the love of God. Amen.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
哪里有耶稣基督的爱
？Wherever there's God's love.
哪里有生命的改变
？Wherever is the change of life.
哪里有耶稣基督的爱
？Wherever is Christ's love.
哪里有社会的改变
？Where also there's change of society.
哪里有耶稣基督的爱
？Where there's love of Christ.
哪里有生命真正重新的建立
？Where also there's a true rebuilding of life.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我做传道四十多年。
I've been a preacher for more than 40 years.
亲眼看见多少失望的人回到上帝面前。
With our own eye, I see people who are just desperate to come back to God.
多少虚度的人在所有感化所里不能做到的上帝的爱改变。
And the drug addict in the rehab cannot be changed by God's love.
真正爱，真正爱的身份。
And with the love he wanted to take a place in the cross.
第六样
，the sixth，
耶稣基督，他是以永恒者的身份钉在十字架。
Christ was nailed on the cross as an eternal one.
所以呢，他产生永远的果效。
So he has eternal effect.
他有永远长存。
And eternal relief.
用他的死的功效救赎前有同新有的人。
With the effect of death, he saved those who are before the Old Testament and also before New Testament and after that.
如果耶稣基督不是永恒者
，If Jesus Christ is not the eternal one,
他怎么可以救赎前有人的罪
？How can he save those who are in the Old Testament?
他们可以赦免以后要来的人
？How can he forgive those who are to come?
只有永恒者的身份
，Only the eternal one
才是超时间、超空间
，He transcends time and space.
只有永恒者的身份
，Eternal one
才能解决每一个时代。犯罪的人所需要的救恩的问题
，can solve the sinners who need salvation in all time.
感谢上帝
，praise God.
第七样
，seven.
耶稣用什么身份钉在十字架上
？With what position he was nailed on the cross?
他是以生命的主的身份钉在十字架上
，standing in the giver of life,
the master of life,
the master of life.
耶稣基督是生命的主
，he's the Lord of life.
这句圣经是记载在《使徒行传》三章第十五节。
In Acts chapter 3 verse 15 recorded this.
你们把生命的主杀死了。
He has killed the Lord of life.
上帝叫他复活过来。
But God resurrected him.
他以生命的主的资格
，as the Lord of life，
在十字架上代替我们。
He standing up as the Lord.
所以他可以在受死的中间，把他的生命分受以我们。每一个人
So in his death he can have his life given to all of us
感谢上
Praise God
因为他是永恒者
Because he's eternal one
因为他是生命的主
He is the Lord of life
所以他竟然这样愿意牺牲自己
And he wants to sacrifice himself
今天晚上
Tonight
我奉主的名对你说
In the name of God I'll ask you
你生命的价值怎样重建的
And how do you re-establish your value of life
你只有回到十字架上认识基督，领受他的救赎，你才能重建。
Only when you come back to the cross to accept him, then you can reestablish your way of life.
你以后的日子怎样成为有价值的
？In the days to come, how can your life be valuable?
让基督生命进到你。
When Christ's life come to you,
我刚才提到信息的那个人。
Now when I say this man is called see,
他拿了钱以后
，After he got the money,
他买毒品。
He put opium.
他可以劝人不要犯罪。
He can ask others not to sin.
他自己没有办法拯救脱离罪恶。
But he himself cannot deliver himself from sin.
后来有一天
，One day，
有一个内地会的传道人向他传道。
A missionary from CIM preached him.
传了以后呢
？After that，
他知道他自己不能救自己。
He knew he cannot save himself.
那个人说：“那你信耶稣吧。
”You believe in Jesus now.
主会拯救你。
God will save you.
他就流了眼泪。
So he shed tears.
求主赦免。
Ask God to forgive him.
因为他完全。拯救了
，He was totally saved，
完全解脱了
，totally liberated。
所以他对主说
，Let him say，
主耶稣啊
，Lord Jesus，
你救了我
，You saved me。
现在我不是自己的人
，No more I belong to myself。
我属于你的
，I belong to you。
我奉献自己做传道
，I dedicate myself to the preacher。
他就把他名字改了
，So he changed his name，
叫做西圣魔。
Become西圣魔的 one who victorious over the devil，
得胜魔鬼的一个人。
Victorious over the devil.
又在中国各地传道。
So later on in China, he preached.
因为他的文才很大。
He's very talented in writing.
因为他的口才很好。
He's very good in eloquence.
带领许多的中国人相信。
He preached many Chinese to Christ.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
人不能改变的。
Man cannot change.
神能改变。
But God can.
人不能拯救的。
Man cannot save.
神能拯救。
God can.
人不能挽回的。
Man cannot redeem.
神能。 挽回。
God can.
今天晚上
tonight,
我奉主的对你说
you never got to untie.
你不满意自己吗？
You're not satisfied with
yourself? 你愿意重建自己吗？
You want to renew your life?
你愿意你的生命有上帝的爱情吗？
You want your life to have God's love feeling
on it? 你愿意一生一世更有价值的活在世界上吗？
You live worthily in the world?
或者你说我是基督徒，
Or say I'm a Christian.
我愿意求主充满我，
And ask God to fill me.
给我为主做见证，
Or to testify for him.
有能力成为上帝的爱的出口。
With power to become the source of God's love.
今天晚上
tonight,
你到主的面前，
you come before God,
一同来祷告。
Pray together.
主要把新生命，
God want to give you new life,
丰盛的生命，
rich life,
活水的江湖，
the life of living water,
永不止息的雨，
you want to cease,
充满你。
Come here.
你说唐牧师，
Reverend Tom,
你怎么知道主也这样救我的？
How do you know God will save me this way?
因为这是神的应许。
Because it's a promise of God.
这是真实的事情。
This is a true thing.
这是我亲身经历的。
I personally experienced it.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
如果耶稣基督没有拯救我，
If Jesus Christ had not saved me,
我可能害死很多亲人。
Maybe I will make harm to many people.
因为耶稣基督拯救我，
Because Christ saved me.
我把自己奉献在他地毯上。
I dedicated myself on the altar.
这四十多年来，
For this 40 years,
我至少对了1600到2000万的人讲道。
I have at least preached to
16 to 20 million people 是亲自参加聚会的
，and they come personally.
那在电视、在报纸、在 TV 或者在这看视频的还不错。
Not counting those who hear the table on TV.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
给了神重整我的灵魂
，because God redone my soul.
我曾经在世界最著名的大学里面演讲
，I preached in the most famous university in the world.
我曾经在许多足球场里面讲道
，and also in stadiums.
我曾经在许多不同的年龄的社会中为主出现。
And also in different strata age, I preach the society.
如果主耶稣没有拯救我，
Lord, you want to save me?
我不是这样的。
I'm not so.
所以我告诉你，
I tell you,
主也要救你。
God want to save you.
主也要用你。
Will use you.
主要改变你。
Will change you.
主要把新的力量充满你。
Will give you the new power.
因为耶稣基督为你死。
Because Jesus Christ died for you.
他牺牲他的生命。
He sacrificed his life.
也成为我们每一个人重建自己最好的榜样。
Become also an example for us to review our life.
今天晚上
，tonight，
请问
，and ask，
你肯不肯到主的面前
？Are you willing to come before？
对主啊
，and say， Lord，
你拯救别人
，you save others，
你也拯救我
，save me too。
你重建别人
，you review others，
你也重建我
，review me too。
从今天开始
，from today onward，
我跟随你
，and follow you，
我相信
，I want to believe in you。
你肯不肯
？Are you willing？
你肯不肯
？Are you willing？
你不是回答我，
You're not answering me.
你回答创造你、拯救你、爱你的主。
You're answering Lord who loved you, created you, and saved you.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
我们大家，我们大家。